USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The Senate is approving a short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. Tim Berg has more.
The Senate is approving a short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. The government was set to run out of money Friday. The $858 billion National Defense Authorization Act will extend funding for federal agencies for another week as Congress works to pass a massive full-year spending package. I'm Tim Berg.
Americans should get their updated COVID-19 vaccine to prevent the spread of the virus over the winter. That's according to White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha. He said COVID cases and hospitalizations are currently on the rise. Poland's police chief is in the hospital after being injured by an exploding GIF. A government statement said police chief has minor injuries after a GIF he received in Ukraine exploded in the room next to his office on Wednesday. The statement says Shymchik received the GIF earlier this week when he met with heads of the Ukrainian police. It's not clear what caused the explosion. A spokesperson for Ukraine says all their diplomats are under heightened security after their embassies in Poland, Italy, and other countries have recently received suspicious packages. The National Archives is releasing information from about 13,000 documents related to President John F. Kennedy's assassination. However, a White House memo adds that there are a number of records that contain information for continued postponement of public disclosure until June 30th. It notes that those files may cause harm to defense, intelligence operations, law enforcement, or foreign relations. Oil is once again flowing through most of the Keystone Pipeline after being shut down because of a leak. A section of the more than 2,600-mile pipeline remains shut off in Kansas as the investigation into the leak continues. The operator of the pipeline, Canada-based TC Energy, said the affected segment remains safely isolated and repairs continue to progress. The San Francisco 49ers are back on top of the NFC West. The Niners knocked off the rival Seahawks 21-13. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the passage of the Affordable Care Act was the highlight of her career in Congress. In what may be her last time talking to reporters as the Speaker, Pelosi said the sprawling health care law, often referred to as Obamacare, lowered costs and provided better benefits for tens of millions of Americans. Pelosi helped push the measure through the Democratic-led Congress in 2010. Those impacted by the Uvalde, Texas school shooting are calling on Congress to pass tougher gun laws. During a House hearing on gun violence, Faith Matta, whose sister was killed in the shooting, called for a ban on assault weapons. Nicole Milchiono is a survivor of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut. She accused lawmakers of failing to take action for common sense safety measures, such as red flag laws and background checks since the shooting 10 years ago. Meanwhile, experts called to testify by Republicans said many Democratic proposals to restrict access to guns would do little to stop gun violence and would mainly affect law-abiding citizens. Poland's police chief is in the hospital after being injured by an exploding GIF. A government statement said police chief Jarosław Szymczyk has minor injuries after a GIF he received in Ukraine exploded in the room next to his office on Wednesday. The statement says Szymczyk received the GIF earlier this week when he met with the heads of the Ukrainian police. It's not clear what caused the explosion. A spokesperson for Ukraine says all their diplomats are under heightened security after their embassies in Poland, Italy, and other countries have recently received suspicious packages. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.